So, another one from the 80s, like The Burbs with Hanks in it as well. You know, I mean, as much as, you know, The Burbs wasn't very, well, really, really, very funny ultimately, and it's not very dead, not that, I mean, you know, at least it tried a bit though. This though, I don't know, did people go, like, you know, yeah, it just, you know, I don't know, the comedy was obviously meant to be based on certain physicality, certain slapstick, but, you know, by far it wasn't there, really. I mean, you know, mostly it wasn't there. And honestly, I didn't think it was effective. When it comes to slapstick, I think Charlie Chaplin has really, I mean, I don't think, I haven't seen any other slapstick that is better than his, and this was possibly one of the worst. I mean, I don't know, just, you know, I mean, great, going down in some hole with a carpet and whatnot, I guess it's, you know, sort of, you know, it's still, though, not really very funny or anything. It really isn't. It doesn't say anything either. You know, chop these routines were there to say something. This said what? That the house keeps having these faults? That somehow they have a nightmare house? And I don't know. It's strange. I mean, it's, you know. And other than that, though, you know, lots of people working around isn't quite very funny either, or interesting. I guess, you know, lifting up a mirror and finding someone there is sort of, you know, remotely just a slight bit funny, but really, either way. And the shouting down later on, I mean, did they think, seriously, the thing that was supposed to be, I mean, I don't know, honestly, if they tried to have an attempt at any sort of romance here, but it really failed so much. And honestly, the shouting was just so irritating. What was the point of all that? So, you know, this was actually it's possibly even more interesting than The Burbs, even though it wasn't very funny either, as commented elsewhere. But this was possibly, I mean, you know, even Forrest Gump, no, I haven't seen it in many years, so, but, I didn't think it had brilliant comedy either, but, you know, even then, it was more interesting than this, certainly. I mean, what was this supposed to be about? It just felt so bereft of any sort of sense of comedy or even drama. I mean, it didn't really much have drama. It's just strange. An hour and a half of what exactly? I mean, even the slapstick ended just a bit in the last half hour anyway, so I don't know. Slapstick is very difficult to make really funny. I mean, sure, ultimately, you know, comedy is subjective, but I don't know when it comes to this anyway.